This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Then with Pat, Marcy and Immo. Before that as well, you had Real Tapes, Deep Space. Deep Space, yeah.
Yeah, Deep Space.
How deep?
And Pat, you just did a little bit of a name drop as well there with Real Tapes.
Oh, yeah. I know the drummer in the band.
Oh, you know the drummer?
I know the drummer in the band.
You probably haven't heard of them. They're this really indie band, and I know the drummer.
You probably didn't just hear them on the radio.
No.
They're Real Tapes. I know the drummer.
How do you know the drummer? That's the real question.
Played hockey with the drummer.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. That's not a connection I was expecting.
It's bizarre. I could have played drums with him, but...
I wish I had names to drop. I have no names to drop.
I actually haven't dropped a name.
Well, I have no associations to drop.
So. Maybe. I thought you had a song earlier that you were associated with. One a bit before.
Oh, no, that was Hot, 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 and because I danced to it when I was five.
No, no. It's not the one I was thinking, but that is a good connection to that song.
That is a really good connection.
That's as connected as anyone is to Hot, Hot, Hot.
It's heavily ingrained in my life story now, of course. Hot, Hot, Hot. By Arrow, which we did play earlier, and it has definitely not been ripped off by Pitbull, but we'll continue going on with that because we definitely talked about that for too long.
Did Pitbull rip it off, or was it just fate?
That's right,
what
we're asking.
We're talking about fate, I think. That's what we're talking about. Because I want to know how much you can blame fate for.
Or rather, how much you can attribute to fate and how much you can attribute to your own free will.
Because in the previous segment, we're talking about jobs and not getting a job, and Marcy said maybe it was just fate that I didn't get a job and fate had something bigger in store for me, and fate did actually have something bigger in store for me this week because I watched all of a Netflix series.
No, wait, a whole series or a season?
A season.
Okay.
A whole season of Everything Sucks, which...
what is Everything Sucks about, though?
Like, what is Everything Sucks about? Well...
Is it about everything sucking, or is that something else?
I think, no, it's... Well, as you can tell by the title, it's set in the 90s.
I can't tell by the title.
You can, because it's the most thoughtlessly grunge title.
All right.
What's grunge about? Everything sucks. That's grunge.
Everything sucks.
It's sort of like country... Country music is kind of similar, Everything Sucks.
Oh.
But it's like... The tone's different. Like... Country
everything
music,
it
country,
hides it under,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, it hides it under innocent, slightly annoying music stuff.
Hey, now don't talk smack about country music too much.
My tractor broke a week ago. Everything sucks.
My girl's gone, and she's not coming back. I got a piece of grass in my mouth.
Yeah, whereas grunge music is more like. What are the problems in grunge music? My parents don't like me. No, it's still country. But you get what I mean.
My van broke down today.
Country music and grunge music are fundamentally similar. That's my point of view.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Syn.